Okay, this is our last meeting. I'll go ahead and go through the minutes from the previous meeting, and then we'll have a prototype presentation. Then we will do an evaluation, or we'll see what we need to have under the criteria for the evaluation. Then we'll go through the finance and see if we fall within the budget. Then we'll do the evaluation, and then we can finish up after that with any changes that we'll need to make, or hopefully everything will fall right in line. See, minutes from the last meeting, we looked at the trends. We had the fashion trends, that people want a fancy look and feel. It was twice as important as anything else. They liked fruit and vegetables and the new styles, and a spongy feel. So we were talking about trying to incorporate those into our prototype. They wanted limited buttons and simplicity. Then we looked at the method for coming up with our own remote, looking at other devices. The iPod, we really liked the look of that. We also had the kids' remote for simple idea, a two-part remote, which was what we were originally looking at. And then there was talk of speech recognition becoming more predominant and easier to use, but I think we still decided not to go with that. Then we looked at the components, the materials for the case, the different energy sources, the different types of chips, and made a decision on what we were going to use to make our remote. And basically what we were making for the prototype. So I'm going to leave it at that and let you guys take over.
The discussion.
Prototype, yeah. Do you need a this?
No.
There was a plug that in there, but
the banana. Yeah, basically we went with the colour yellow. Working on the principle of fruit, which was mentioned, it's basically designed around a banana. But it would be held in such a fashion, whereas obviously it wouldn't be that floppy because this would be hard plastic. These would be like the rubber grips. So that's sound helpfully held with grip. I like the ergonomics of it. But all the controlling would be done with this scroll wheel, to use your imagination a little bit. And this here represents the screen. Where you go through, and the simplest functions would be almost identical to an iPod, where that one way through channels, that way other way through channels, volume up and down, and then to access the more complicated functions, you press that and go through the menus. It's that simple. That just represents the infrared beam. That's a simple on and off switch. I don't know, we could use the voice. That blue bit should be yellow. That'd be where the battery should be, I suppose. And that's about it. It's as simple as we can make it. But is anything else? Right.
That's what we have. Right? That's plastic covered with rubber. We might add some more underneath here. Maybe give it a form. I mean, you're supposed to hold it like that, but just if you grab it.
Yeah,
it
doesn't make
a
huge difference.
Exactly. Use both. Might as well.
The actual thing might be smaller.
Think about the button as well.
Yeah.
Either one on either side there.
What's
not
that
do
button?
It all.
Just the on
it's
off.
A quick on and off
yeah.
button. That's, I think it's pretty important so you don't have to fiddle with that.
Yeah.
And that's that. I'd say a bit smaller would probably be nice.
Yeah. Label that over there. It's nice flimsy because it's made out of heavy Play-Doh. I'd like to go.
Well done.
Can I look at the banana?
And whether or not it would fall in to the cost of another thing, I suppose, with the scroll and the LCD.
Well, luckily, we are going to find out. Or, not luckily. Do you have a marketing presentation for us?
Okay. You guys are going to help me do an evaluation of the criteria. First, I'll just discuss some of the criteria that I found just based on the past trend reports that I was looking at earlier. And then we'll do a group evaluation of the prototype. And then we will calculate the average score to see how we did. So the criteria we're going to be looking at are the complaints that we heard from the users who were interviewed earlier. So we're going to be doing it based on a 7-point scale. And one is going to mean true, that we did actually achieve that. With seven being false, we did not achieve that. Okay. So for the first one, we need to decide, did we solve the problem of the users who complained about an ugly remote?
I think it's definitely different than anything else
yeah.
out there. So if they think that what is out there is ugly, then yes. I would say most definitely. It's bright.
It's bright.
But still has your traditional black.
It's curved. It's no sharp. Angles to it.
Yep. Angular.
I'd say, when it comes to the ergonomics and form and stuff, yes, that's definitely more beautiful than your average. However, the color, we don't have a say in that. Something that has been dictated pretty much by the company. So
that's true.
To answer that honestly, I would rather say that we have not solved the problem completely.
Yeah.
We removed because the color is ugly. Definitely.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can say about that. I mean, I much prefer something like brushed chrome,
yeah,
with that form.
Yeah, something more modern to go.
Right.
A modern color to go with the modern form.
But it's different. You don't want your 3 feet huge LCD display in your living room that's hanging from the wall to be controlled with something like that.
Okay, so do you think, since this was assigned criteria, do you think maybe we should put it somewhere in the middle, then?
Yeah.
Is that
something
good?
Yeah.
Three, four?
I would say four.
Yes. Okay.
Very non-committal four.
Okay. The second one, did we make it simple for new users?
It's very intuitive, I think, yeah.
Yeah. So that was the main aim. The main aim that we had.
So we have one.
One?
Yeah.
Okay. Do the controls now match the operating behavior of the users?
Yeah, because we've brought it down to basically four controls that are the most common, charts,
mm-hmm.
channel and volume. And then the other ones are just a matter of just going scrolling through.
Scrolling through and selecting
yeah.
a few.
So,
so that's a one.
Yeah.
I think that's a one.
Fourth one, how about the problem of a remote being easily lost?
Something that big and that yellow you just
talked about.
Right,
yeah. But if we were the speech recognition, that could maybe just use that solely for the finding thing. That was
so if we incorporate speech recognition into it, then.
Just to use to find it when it was lost, like I said, like, and then you lose them, so you're not so easily. And it's not going to fall like a rectangle slip down behind things. That's going to be a difficult shape to.
And it is quite bright and.
Yeah. Maybe in the middle again, 3 or 4 or something. I mean, you know, losing things is one of those things that people can lose.
Yeah.
In a million ways, you can pick it up and walk away with it, and then you lost it.
But if we do go with the speech recognition, then it then our scale goes up quite a bit.
Oh yeah.
Probably 2. You know, if we eliminate the fact that you know it's impossible to guarantee that it's not going to be lost, then I'd say 2. With the speech recognition, which of course may be changed depending on budget.
Yeah.
You could add an extra feature, actually, which makes this thing raise hell when you remove it too far from television.
Yeah.
We could add that, but that's nothing we have thought of so far.
Which may be cheaper than speech recognition if it were
just
a...
Yeah, true. But I mean, just those whistling, clapping, key things, they're cheap, so it can't be that.
It's based on this anti-theft technology for suitcases and stuff where you have one piece that's attached to your luggage and a piece that starts beeping. That can't cost much.
Yeah.
So that can also easily be integrated because these things are small enough to hide. So you have one piece you have to glue somewhere behind your
TV.
Stick it behind your TV and the other.
Pray that you don't accidentally lose that piece.
Right. That'd be tough then. Well, also your remote would alarm you if somebody stole your TV television. Ran off with it without taking your beautiful remote control.
Yeah.
So, are we adding one of these two features?
Let's add one of those features and say yes.
Okay.
So we're going to add 2 or 1? Or 2?
2.
Okay. Are we technologically innovative?
I said so. Don't get many
it's all just
controls with screens on.
It's all just stolen.
Yeah,
stolen.
But there's not a lot of yellow. There's not a lot of yellow. Of course, I wasn't really kind of forced to take that color.
Two?
I don't know that we are that innovative.
No,
to tell the truth.
But how many remotes do you see?
If we added the screaming factor, then we go up. I would say we're probably at 4.
Really? It's gonna hurt us. Okay. Spongy material.
Yeah, we do have that.
We have some sponge.
Yeah, as much as sort of needed, right?
Okay.
It's not a one though. One would be the whole thing.
Yeah, because it's only got
to fold and stuff.
What, these parts of the grips and perhaps the back side, the bottom underneath on the back.
So that's a 4 at
probably
most.
A 4 at most.
And lastly, 5. Do we put the fashion in electronics?
Yes.
Yeah. Your fashion is Carmen Miranda? You betcha.
Well, the recent fashion is rather displayed in the LCD and
it's
where you operate it and the form and the color, but it definitely is.
For what we were told, let's say, yeah, definitely.
Alright. Now we
just
have
calculators.
2.4.
I'm sure it's coming.
Okay, we'll say 2.4.
I'm impressed. I can't do that without a tablet.
No, I can't do that without a tablet.
I'm
not sure.
And what is the acceptable criteria? Is there like a scale that we have to hit?
I don't know. It just told me to pick my own criteria and have you guys evaluate it. Basically.
All right. Okay. know that you were gonna have a budget. But we do.
Okay. We've been going a long time, but I'm not. It's 2.4285, so it just keeps going on.
Oh my gosh.
2.42 basically.
So I have here
50%. You're kidding.
Yeah. We want a 50% profit on this. I mean, you can't really see that very well.
Charge about things quick for it.
12.5 euros is what it's supposed to cost us. Okay, so
it's too much.
Well, let's see. The So, at the top, I don't know if you guys can read that or not. I can't because I don't have my glasses on. But, so, we've got the energy source. There's 4, 5, 6 categories. We have energy source, electronics, case. Then we have case material supplements, interface type, and then button supplements. Okay, so, first of all, energy source, we picked battery. And how many batteries do we think this will probably take? Probably some, either 2 or 4.
Two.
I like it.
Okay, 4 is going to be too heavy, so that's not our problem. People can change it every month. They won't.
Excellent.
Know they bought it.
This is consumerism. All right, so for the electronics, our choices are simple chip-on-print, regular chip-on-print, advanced chip-on-print, sample sensor, sample speaker.
An advanced chip, really?
That's the advanced chip-on-print.
Okay, and we have one of those. Okay, and then the case is it's double curved.
Yes.
Case materials are
plastic.
I guess it's 2, since one for the top, one for the bottom.
Mm.
Is that right, or is it just one?
No. It's
one because of the...
It's just one single mold you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't matter because the price on that one is 0, which
is
nice. Special color?
That's not a special color.
No,
it's a specially ugly color.
Interface type. We have push button, scroll wheel interface, integrated scroll wheel push button, and an LCD display.
Yeah.
So we actually have the LCD display.
Mm-hmm.
And then is it the integrated or
is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Button supplement. Special color. Mm. Special form. Special material.
We could, of course, make the buttons wood. Same mahogany or something.
I'd like really lovely.
Or titanium. The cost is all the same. Well, we only have one button, so really, we shouldn't be charged. We shouldn't be charged anything for the button supplements.
I don't know.
Leave it blank.
Okay, we're gonna leave that one blank because we run on an LCD and scroll. So our total is 15.5, which I believe
that's too much.
Is by 3 euros over.
It's hard to believe. So we go for the hand dynamo.
So the only thing better than a banana shaped remote is one that you shake.
What if we completely took out the one single button we got on and just had a scroll wheel interface and the LCD display? I suppose the LCD display is the one that's pushing it off a bit.
Yeah, because because we have to have both, right?
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. It also depends on the software on the television. You can have the information that this thing transmits between
displayed on the screen. So it's, it's technically
you could maybe take out the LCD display even if it comes up on the computer itself, on the TV itself.
So we may not need the LCD display?
Not as possible, though.
Right. We may not need it.
There you go.
Well, there we go.
There we go.
12.5. Okay. So we just remove our
screen
here.
Make it a bigger dial. Easy to use. Even easier to use, huh?
Besides, look at what the LCD does to our lovely remote.
Okay.
Back to the design room, boys.
So we can just take away a heck of a lot of it. There you go.
What's the blue part?
That was just
blue
out of the yellow.
There you go.
There you go. It's even simpler.
Looks more like a banana.
Yeah.
Make it one more criteria.
Okay. So, costs under 12.5 euro. Is no, we redesigned it.
Yep.
Now it's yes. Next slide. Project evaluation. Project process satisfaction with, for example, room for creativity, leadership, teamwork, means, new ideas found. So, I guess that perhaps the project evaluation is just supposed to be completed by me. But I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Kind of fill in some time.
What did you think of our project process?
Great. Yeah, I think we did quite well.
Yeah.
Good. Teamwork.
Just half a day.
We have a remote. Right from the start of the day.
Yeah.
Which
I
knew where we were going straight away.
Yeah, we started off a little weak. Our leadership was quite weak in the beginning. but as the day went along, we had more idea of what we were doing. Room for creativity, there was that. I think we tried a lot of different things, and I think it was interesting as you guys brought up more information and studies that we were right on with a lot of those things. You guys worked together well as a team, and the means, which was the whiteboard and the pens.
Super.
I had some problem with the pen, I think.
Mine was your PowerPoint. Yes.
Mine was that's not my fault. That's
no,
my
I know.
Team. People I work for, they work for me, they just, you know. Heads are gonna roll, believe
me. You have a list of employees that you would like fired.
Yes.
Okay. New ideas found?
Kind of.
Yes for the remotes, maybe no, not for
technology.
Closing. Costs are within the budget. Project is evaluated. Complete the final questionnaire and meeting summary. That's it. I still have to do my minutes for the last meeting. Actually. So there will probably be another questionnaire coming up. And then we'll have to check with the main boss whether we can what goes on after that. But that's the end of our meeting.